A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verses 23 to 46. The same day the Sadducees came to Jesus, who say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies, having no children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died, and having no children, left his wife to his brother. So to the second and third, down to the seventh. After them all, the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, of the seven, whose wife will she be? For they all had her." But Jesus answered them, "You are wrong, because you know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but God of the living." And when the crowd heard it, they were astonished at his teaching. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all of the law and the prophets." Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David, in the Spirit, calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'? If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word today, we welcome Pastor Robert Schneider, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Evansville, Indiana.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the sermon today is based upon Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Do you remember the popular Beatles song, "All You Need Is Love"? Love, love, love. All you need is love, love. Love is all you need. Love, love, love. This is the continued cry of people the world over, in every age and every time. Even Jesus, almost 2,000 years ago, proclaimed the same need for love. Jesus says that love is the fulfilling of the law of God. And the need for love seems to be an unwritten law in the hearts of every person. We seek love, and we seek to be love, and we seek to give love. Our Lord declares to those who seek his destruction that love for God and love for neighbor is the fulfillment of the law. If one loves God, then one will love their neighbor. But how do we fulfill the law of love? What does it mean to love God and to love neighbor? This is a difficult law for you to fulfill. If you take a long, hard look at your life, you will have to confess that you have failed, and often failed miserably, to love God and your neighbor. You have no problem loving yourself, though, if you call selfishness love. You are often zealous for yourself, but less than zealous for anyone else. And even God will take a back seat when it comes to selfishness and love for self. You will sometimes live with the same sense of false piety shown by the Pharisees who confront Jesus. Earlier in this same chapter, the Pharisees sought to butter Jesus up by saying, "We know you to be a teacher of the truth of God." And now, a few verses later, they again come to Jesus with their false piety, and they intend deceitfully to test this Son of God. And they ask him, "What is the greatest commandment?" These men were quite sure of their own holiness before God. They loved themselves with an enduring, self-serving love. Jesus parodied this self-serving love in the parable comparing the prayer of the publican and the prayer of the Pharisee. Do you remember the prayer of the publican? He is off in a corner. face to the ground, and he is pleading, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Do you remember the prayer of the Pharisee? He is looking up to heaven, standing before the altar of God, and boasting, God, I thank you that I am not like this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all I possess. That is how much I love you, God. Jesus also taught the second great commandment in the parable, love for neighbor. The Good Samaritan happened upon a wounded man lying naked and bleeding at the roadside. He stops and shows mercy to this man who has fallen among robbers and has lost everything of value except his life. The Good Samaritan spares no expense to help his injured neighbor, stranger. He has wine to cleanse the wounds. He has oil to soothe injury. He has a donkey to provide transportation. And he has money to give extended care. You are to learn from this parable what it means to show love to your neighbor. Out of love for God, you recognize that God gives you everything you need to show love to your neighbor. You have the fullness of the gospel to give comfort to wounded souls. You have material blessings to assist those who have physical need. You have time for God to send you those who have the needs that are to be met. Jesus reminds you in all of this that your love will be measured against the word of God. Therefore, you must hear and heed that word of God. Love for God begins with confessing your failure to love God and neighbor. Love for God continues with your believing that the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the atonement for your lack of love. Love from God is given to you in those places where God puts his love, in word, in water, in bread, and wine. In those places, God's love in Christ comes to you and changes your heart and mind, that you love God and neighbor as you yourself has been loved by Christ. May God's love abide in you and abound in your life to the glory of Christ and the benefit of your neighbor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Robert Schneider for today's meditation on God's Word.